Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
If you're thinking about holidays, if you're planning a trip over the next few weekends, then this conversation is for you, because we're talking about Ryanair's baggage policy. And why are we chatting about it? Because I've certainly been hearing anecdotally in recent weeks about people going to the departure gates and the bag that they've always brought with them now doesn't fit the luggage baggage requirements. And so we've been asking, has there been a change? Was there some sort of change to the luggage requirements? And Ryanair say, no, there's not. There's absolutely no change. If a statement from Ryanair today and they tell me that there's been no change to our bag policy or agreed bag dimensions for many years, our bag policy is very simple. If it fits in our bag sizer, which is bigger than our agreed dimensions, it gets on free of charge. And if it doesn't fit within the sizers, then you will get charged for it. Conor Wilkinson is a frequent flyer who lives in Madrid. Conor, what's your experience?
Hi, Andrea.
How are you?
I'm a frequent flyer. I would fly maybe almost every month, mostly between Spain and Ireland. And on Wednesday there, I was flying from Dublin to Barcelona with my usual hand luggage bag. And they stopped and asked me to put it in the sizer. I mean, it fitted, if barely anything, it was a couple of millimetres over. But I mean, I've been using this same suitcase for about 2 years, absolutely no problem, and had to pay €75, basically, to check it in.
And this is the bag you've always used, Conor, is it?
Always used, that is supposedly approved by the airlines, the measurements. They said it was too deep, but I mean, it was pretty much an exact fit, but according to them, it was too deep. And then I had noticed that there was a couple of people behind me, the same problem, and they were also going to charge them €75. So,
no, sorry, did you not just say that the bag, you thought the bag was a few millimetres beyond the dimensions, though?
I mean, because it's got like a little black and yellow tape. I mean, and depending on the wheels that you have, the actual suitcase, because it was like a hard shell suitcase, fitted in, but the wheels made it like look, it was maybe a couple of millimetres. But whenever I was protesting to the girl who was working, she was like, no, it won't fit in the overhead bins on the actual plane, but I've used this suitcase for about 2 years, and it fits perfectly. Like, there's absolutely no problem. So it just seems like they were out to try and, get a couple of people, that they charged €75, because then when I got on the plane, I seen other suitcases that were just as, wide as mine, who were on no problem. So I don't know if it's just potluck or if they're looking for more people to charge, but it was a bit strange because it never happened.
Yeah, well, I suppose Ryanair, if they were here, would probably say the rules are the rules, and sure, but there'll be some times they'll be there checking and other times I suppose they won't.
No, I guess it's just maybe it's just luck. I mean, if they're insisting that they haven't changed their rules, it just seems a bit.
Well, they say very categorically here, because I've been hearing about this. Friends travelling, I see it on my own Instagram as well lately, people talking about, or certainly asking the question, have there been a change to the Ryanair baggage policy? Mm-hmm. And that's why I wanted to talk about it today, because people have been getting in touch with me on Instagram. And so we asked Ryanair, and they say very clearly that no, there's no change at all. Like,
no,
the rules are the rules, and they say it's a very simple solution to the issue, which is that passengers simply comply with their agreement at the time of booking and travel with my bags that fit or are smaller than our agreed bag dimensions. Simple as that, say Ryanair.
I just think it's a bit excessive as well, €75, and just think it's a bit uncalled for, a bit unnecessary, especially when you can tell that it's, a suitcase that's barely over the minimum and it fits perfectly, in the inconsistency. There's some airports where, they won't even look at the suitcase, and then I don't know if this is a Dublin airport thing, because, like I said, I've never had any problems, flying out of Spain. So,
Ciara Mooney is with us too, Conor. Ciara is another frequent flyer. You're a travel agent too, though, Ciara. Have you experienced this?
I have, and actually I've been lucky enough. I had a situation one time where they didn't actually check the bag before I got on board, which was fantastic, until I actually got on board and then realised it wouldn't fit in the overhead compartment. So it worked for me in the other situation, but that was a bit scary because I was like, Jesus, what are they going to do with the bag now?
What
happened? Unpacking it. I had to unpack it when I was in the flight and start taking things out of it so it would fit in.
Where'd you
but
put the
that
stuff?
Was like after trying to bash the thing. I don't know how I wasn't kicked off the flight, but anyway. But I've seen it before. I think it's at their own discretion, to be honest. Mm. Sometimes you have people having a fantastic day and the sun is shining and everyone through, and then other times someone might have woken up at the wrong side of the bed and they're looking at the bags. I don't know whether they're on a commission or whatever, like the guys putting out the parking tickets or whatever, if they get a cut of it. I don't know.
I
doubt it myself. I'd say he'll hold on to all the pennies. But I think it's the look of the draw. And like that, sometimes they'll see you look or they'll be looking at your case and you know your stomach sinks and you're thinking, oh Jesus. I was away with a friend recently and it actually just fit in by the skin of his teeth, so it did. But I've seen other things on the likes of the social media channels where guys are actually kicking off the wheels of their suitcases in order to get them into the correct dimensions.
To try and make it fit. Actually, just on that, I see Penny's have a new suitcase out at the moment that the wheels come off it, and it's supposed to be a case that actually, you know, the free on board, effectively your handbag. It's a suitcase apparently that fits under the
seat.
That's
a genius idea.
And the wheels come off it. Travel blogger Tara Pavey is with us on the line. Tara, have you noticed this new on board under the seat bag?
Hi, I would fly a lot, I guess, in and out of Dublin Airport. And I'd say in the last year, I've really noticed them like checking the baggage dimensions, like at Ryanair in particular. I do think it is like someone said it earlier, dependent on the ground crew and the staff in the airport. But definitely in Dublin Airport, they've gotten a lot more strict recently. But I wouldn't be a big suitcase person. I always bring a backpack, like a soft shell backpack. And luckily, so far anyway, touch wood, I've not been ever asked to put my bag in the sizer. I think that is sort of a secret little hack, really.
Yeah. When you say that you're on board, do you bring the kind of, you want to call it the soft bag or the school bag effectively, right? Do you bring that as your 10kg on board bag, or do you bring that as the free under the seat bag?
Mine fits under the seat. Mm. But it is big. Like, I don't think it would fit in the handbag visor if anyone ever asked me, because usually I have it quite full. And I don't think it is the dimensions of the Ryanair hand luggage.
Yeah, like I have a bag, Tara, and now it's chancy enough saying it's a handbag. I probably shouldn't be, I'm not flying anytime soon anyway, if Ryanair is listening.
But
yeah,
you know,
it's chancy enough now if it fits, if it qualifies as a handbag.
Like, hopefully Ryanair isn't listening and they're not going to put me on a list now.
Yeah, I'm going to be blacklisted now. I'll get pulled up with a school bag the next time. What about you, Mark? What's your experience?
Yeah, hey Andrea, how are you?
Good.
Yeah, a couple of months ago, so we're in Krakow Airport, and at the desk, I see there was this young one. She started going through the crowd, you know, and she was pulling people out to check their bags. But there was people getting angry with her, and you know, their bags were slightly over, and they walked away. I don't know where they're going. Like they just took off. So I came to myself and my partner Julie, and our bags fitted in, but they bulged out through the hole on the side of that thing. Because they're soft bags.
Right.
And
so they were over then, were they?
They were over the depth. I mean, like, they fitted in the box, but just because the contents kind of bulged out a small bit and pushed out the edge of the... And so we got done. £70 each.
I don't know what the right hack is. I don't know, Ciara. I mean, you're advising people as a travel agent. Like, Tara mentioned that she thinks the soft bag is an easier, you know, nearly easier to try and fit within the dimensions. But as Mark said, then you can have issues with that. Like, that can bulge out in terms of the depth. What's your advice?
Say what Tara's doing as well, the soft bags. And like, I've come across jackets online where you can actually zip the bottoms off, which is a fantastic idea, and then shove everything into the bottom of the jacket and then just take it off and you get on board. So there's loads of little hacks that are... you can use, you know, and then just packing. Like, I think it comes down to packing then as well with all your items, all the smaller items and the less bulky ones put in, and wear the bulky stuff. you know, but definitely the soft bags are definitely the way to go, because you can start bashing them into the thing if you the hard cases are so much harder, like literally so much harder.
I think the hard case, you're straight away, I think the antenna's up when you're coming along with the hard case 10 kg bag. Will you bring a hard case the next time, Mark?
I've bought new luggage because of this.
Because of it, right? Go on.
Yeah, it's smaller. They're smaller hard cases. And we're probably just checking the bag as well, as carry those too. Because we're just back from Prague this week, and there was loads of people in front of us getting pulled as well. But we have our new luggage, so we cruise through.
Yeah, you cruise through with the new bag. Yeah, I'm really interested in this new new suitcase. I was only spotted it on TikTok there 2 days ago. It is absolutely, it's tiny. It's 40 by 25 by 20 centimetres, and apparently it's about £25, or maybe it's less than €30 anyway, and it fits under your seat. So they're effectively saying it's the size, I think, of the handbag. Your handbag, I suppose, if you're bringing that instead. Anyway, that's Ryanair. They say there's no change to the bag policy or agreed dimensions. The policy, as I said, is simple. If it fits in the bag sizer, which is bigger than the agreed dimensions, you'll get on free of charge. And if it doesn't, very simple, you'll be paid. You'll have to pay for it, and you're going to be asked to pay for it, and you'll be charged if it doesn't fit within the dimensions. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.